Okay, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Lauren.
I'm Natalie.
And I'm Amaya.
This is It's Whatever.
It's Whatever.
It's Whatever.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah, so I guess let's just start off how we usually do, recapping our past week. Anything?
Nothing really to report.
Really?
We went paintballing. That's fine.
Oh, snap. We did. In the most...
Oh, my God. We were about to get hate-crimed.
No, terrifying. I really don't know how to explain how janky and just... There's no words to describe how this place looked. Like, trash was everywhere.
Like, giving context, this is because our game got canceled, so we had extra money, so they tried to find a cheap paintballing place near the school. Ended up in Bumble Duck, New Jersey.
Okay. No, it was actually really crazy. We pulled up All Lives Matter hats on there was on our way there, we were just so more and more Trump signs, flags. I saw maybe two people of color. There was like a black guy and a Hispanic guy.
They called the Hispanic guy Escobar.
Escobar.
And he said, this isn't even Escobar's final form.
And you know, Escobar just stood there and stared. He said, this is the mini size because Escobar was kind of short. Yeah, it was so foul. Paintballing was fun, though.
It was.
Yeah, because we're so sad about the rugby game.
Yeah, we almost had a home game. We could have dominated. Now this is like over, too. I'm pretty sure the rest of the games are, like, canceled.
What have you been up to, Natalie?
Nothing. I've been studying in the library for, like, over 3 to 4 hours, like, every day. And it's not for any reason other than I just want to get ahead of my work.
Ew.
You're better than I am. No, actually, I did join her on, I think it was like Friday, and I did some of my work for Monday. It was great.
Doing Friday work
No, it was great.
Before you go out is the most amazing thing in the entire world.
It was, no, I highly recommend. Because
you feel miserable.
No, because...
On the Friday.
On Sunday. I'm one of those people who was like, I don't do work on the weekends, whatever, all this and that. Or like, if I do, it's Sunday night. But I did it, and I was like, oh, word.
I don't know. I'm checked out before I even go to my Friday classes, so I really cannot picture myself going to the library after class.
I dedicate 4 to 5 hours straight with homework so that on my Sunday, I can take the entire Sunday to not do anything and not worry about anything. And then I just have to work for 2 hours on Sunday. And then
I'd
watch a show.
Have Friday, like a complete brain checkout day, than have like, maybe I have to check in half of the day on Sunday. Like, I'd rather just have a full off day than half an off day.
Well, we have meetings on Sunday.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really work out. Ever.
Well, I belong to nothing. No meetings. So my Sundays are pretty cool.
Word. Now, speaking of our past weekend, Friday, all three of us had a great little, a chill little night. We didn't go out. We just sat, watched a movie. We watched Coraline. Amazing. And we watched Project X. Highly recommend that movie. It was actually very funny.
It was
a good decision. It was a good decision for the time. We all had a couple laughs. I found my favorite character in the world.
It was actually so funny. Like,
the security guard was manic, and I loved it so much.
And he was like 11 years old. So, yeah, no, that movie was...
Yeah,
watch it with your friends, though, like, not in, like,
watch it by yourself. You're just going to be sitting there silent. Like, it's not...
Yeah, you have to, like, have a conversation with someone about it.
Yeah.
Which is the best. And then Saturday, who even knows?
Yikes.
Who even knows?
That was a bit disappointing.
When we started our Saturday so mid, like, we weren't up for the...
We
started late. We started real late.
Also, because we didn't get into the weekend mood on Friday, which is usually what we do. But
I don't fault us for that, though, because I was in the weekend mood for a Saturday, I'd be 100 times more disappointed.
That's fact.
But because I was chill, I didn't feel
you didn't
as
really care.
Disappointed. I was just like, oh, this is happening to me.
Could you imagine if we didn't get, like, prepped and then we just, like, went straight to Portlock? Like, because we were told, like, a little bit before that, like, yo, there's like 10 people there. Can you imagine if we got all lit, all pregame, we came with the big group, and we walked into that?
That would have been worst.
That would have been awful.
There was like 10 people there, for anyone listening who doesn't know. It was not ideal.
One highlight was when you walked in, and everyone described the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was just white couple in the middle of the dance floor.
And one girl was trying to
gyrate.
Gyrate.
And
no,
every single person that walked in that door described the same two people. They're like, what is going on with the two white people dancing in the middle of Portlock?
Everyone had the same face about it, too.
They came in all hype and immediately slowed right down. We're like, oh.
If there was like a camera, like a Ring camera in front of Portlock, it would have just been like people going in, like getting ready to get lit, like
and then coming right face, back
coming
out.
Right out and just coming outside and looking confused. Just
going on their phones, like, yeah. Where's the move?
And just like people like standing on the porch, like looking mad confused.
That was on rotation, like no one stayed for longer than five.
And the other moves were like fine. It just.
As I've said, if everybody like came and stayed, it would have been packed. But I'm not gonna expect people to stay at something like that.
We also, while we registered, while we learned later on, well, we learned the next day that there is another function at the same exact time.
Oh, really?
And the people that would come to make it lit didn't come until very, very late.
Yeah.
And didn't say anything to anyone to come back. Mind you, the people were already half the group was at a function already and were planning to come to Portlock Post. Mm-hmm. And the other half of the group, which would be us, like came
and left.
And then left. So there was no like meeting of the two groups. But apparently the people that hosted for Portlock knew that the party was going on at the same time and were told that it wouldn't be lit and they still did it. So, dang. Maybe a little bit more communication next time.
We should throw one.
We should.
Yeah, that'd actually be so tough.
It's whatever is the name of the party.
I'd make jungle juice.
Oh, that would be so gas.
But I don't want anyone talking about our guests then. Like, I don't care. All of your parties have been lame.
No, at that point, I don't care at all.
You know, like, if we're hosting and you don't get to talk about our guest list, it is what it is. It is whatever.
It's whatever.
It's whatever.
It is whatever. It's whatever.
Whoever shows up, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, at least they're showing up. Is no, really the thing.
That's a good start. That's aggressive.
Like people. Like at least we have, what's our dedicated number for our pregame? Like 8?
Like 8.
A dedicated 8, I'd bring the table.
That's all I need, quite honestly. Just a bigger house to have our little
house.
Yeah, facts. Oh my god, we could like low key turn into like a Kmon kickback, but it's whatever.
Yeah,
I would do that in a second. I miss Kmon.
Sorry, we got Kmon superiority over here. Last year's Kmon was
Kmon
2024. 2024, yeah. This year,
absolutely. I don't even know what they're doing now.
I heard Kmon is just meh now.
Yeah,
you heard what?
Apparently, Kmon's like known for like peeing in the elevator.
Yeah, but we didn't do it. I don't think they're doing it.
Yeah, but like people could have told them
to pee in the elevator.
Apparently, it's a thing. Like once you get drunk, like at some point, somehow,
if that happens, anybody did that,
I never laid my body down in that elevator.
Laid on that elevator.
I did not.
I never laid down in that elevator.
I did not lay down on it
in my life. I laid down on the ground outside the elevator. I never was in the elevator on the ground. Outside, but
never in the elevator.
Who was in the elevator on the ground? I feel like I've seen it before.
Alex?
Alex has been on the ground.
Yeah. Yeah. I've definitely seen a picture of that.
More than one, though. Obviously, during basketball when you guys were here. But, oh, yeah. No, there's a few nights where that elevator was a nice little seat.
If anybody, I'm telling you right now, if anybody ever peed in the elevator while we were there, like in Kmon still, I would have knocked on every single door to figure out who had the audacity.
Ew. Oh, my God.
Could you imagine you try to get in the elevator and just boom, like it? So no.
Straight piss.
Exactly. That's disgusting. No. Yum. No, no. No, no, no. Okay. Talking about today, moving on from pee elevators, this whole storm that was like immensely gassed up, I thought it was going to be like the last one where like half the campus or like everybody lost power and everything like that. There was no storm. It rained.
It stormed last night, but today's just been a drizzle.
It was really fine. Like, people were maxing that to a whole new extent. Was it?
Not rough, but it was
It was raining.
Hefty storm.
It was pouring.
It was pouring, yeah.
It wasn't.
It was thunder.
Wow. Like, the way that they, have been talking about it, and like, Natalie, didn't some of your professors cancel class?
Yeah, I had two Zoom put classes them on Zoom? Today because one of my teachers commutes from Jersey for some reason.
All my classes were on Zoom too.
So
I was sick as hell.
They were? None of mine were.
I had 8 a.m. lab. I woke up. I walked all the way there. Pouring rain from Fishers.
You walk in, all the way there.
Class is canceled. You didn't hear? What you talking about?
I would be sick.
I had to reserve a room in the library because I refused to hike back. Because class was starting anyway. I didn't even have time to go back to my room. Ugh,
I would have been so mad.
Definitely not a Bones Day.
Oh, man. Do you really keep up with, like, Bones Days?
Nah. I just, whenever I'm having a bad day, I just know.
You just know it's not a Bones Day. Word.
Was it not a Bones Day? I didn't see it today.
I don't know.
She just was saying it's not a Bones Day for her, at least.
Oh, I need to look it up.
Do you keep up with it?
Yes, I do.
Oh, she does. That's hilarious.
Like two videos, totally.
If you don't know what Bones Day is, it's like a dog, a pug, on TikTok. It's a very old dog, and he lays in this bed. And every day, his owner, like, picks him up and places him back down. And if he just flops over, it's a no bones day. Nothing's getting done. Yeah. It's no bones. Get back in bed.
It's a self-care day.
Exactly. If he has bones, it's time for work. Like, you got to get up and do your thing.
Monday was a bones day.
What is today?
Yesterday was a bones day?
I told you. I didn't know.
Oh, I thought you looked it up. My fault.
Well, now I have to watch TikToks while we're on the show. Not very fun.
No. We'll see.
Boo Nor'easter.
No. Okay. Well, I say we listen to some music, and then we'll hop right back to it, y'all.
So edge out, turn some ice, but you'll be heavy in my mind. Can you get the heck out? I need rest now, got me bummed out. You, baby, baby, babe. I've been on my empty mind. I should've keep from losing the best in me. I worry that I wasted the best in me. Oh, yeah, baby, you don't care. Sometimes I'll be a nuisance, it's just hurt. Alone night, ooh, way to dip, way to kill the mood. No, you like that, can't groove it, baby, baby. Heavy on my empty mind. I gotta keep from losing the rest of me. Still worried that I wasted the best of me on you, babe. You don't care. Sometimes trying to be a nuisance, it's just urgent. Gonna make sense of little change, got me a war in my mind. Gotta let go of Wayne, can't keep what's holding me. Choose the right, what will pick up in front of me. All the while, I wave my arm, I feel it is now. Still wanna try, still believe in good days. Sunny inside, good that they're in my mind. Gotta get right, trying to free my mind before the end of the world. I don't miss no ex, I don't miss no text, I choose not to respond. I don't regret, just pretend, never happened. Half of us laying waste. that our youth is in the present. Happy we're chasing fountains of youth, and it's in the present now.
Small little social topic to talk about. So let's say like 3 weeks ago, this is like a general estimation, but like there was this Facebook whistleblower that pretty much was like, Facebook doesn't protect their users from harmful material, and it contributes to harsh beauty standards and like other issues for young women and girls. And so what's happening in the next 3 days is that TikTok, YouTube, and Snapchat are also going to testify in front of Congress or House of Reps, don't really know which one, to talk about if they do the same things as Facebook. So do you guys think that TikTok, YouTube, and Snap, you can talk about each one separately, like, does the same thing as Facebook in terms of spreading false information? I'm saying Facebook and Instagram because it's the same company. Mm-hmm. But do you guys think they do as much as Facebook and Instagram?
When you say spreading false information, do you mean, are you talking about spreading false information or being harmful or just...
It's all of it. False
information could be, like, politics-wise.
No, it's all of it. They were, like, the whistleblower literally said, like,
exposed
the
everything.
Stuff with the Trump, like, and the Trump rallies, like, they prioritized, like, they didn't filter out hate speech or any form of misinformation, mm-hmm. and they knew that there was misinformation out there, including for the vaccination and stuff like that, and they didn't, like, they recognized it, like, Facebook, the company, recognized it, and they didn't say anything. And then for promoting, like, false beauty standards, like, they have... Facebook collected mm-hmm. data that showed that they have negative effects toward girls' self-esteem, mm-hmm. and they just went on with it. So,
in terms of TikTok, I think TikTok can just be a really toxic place.
I think like, it also just, can be so good, though. I think it's, like, it's very extreme on both sides.
I agree. I just think that, I don't know, if you... there's just some videos, like, I don't know, the comments, like, on some posts, like, where someone's trying to be confident or something like that. Like... I just think it can be, like, an extremely toxic place. I feel like Snapchat is kind of harder because, like, things go away and, you know, it's just, it's more towards...
Toxic.
Yeah, that's what I agree with that. Except for, like, Daily Mail or something like that where it's, like, some of those are just
BS. But those are just,
BS,
like,
but it's,
outside sources, though. It's not even, like, Snapchat.
It's not
really.
Even... Yeah.
So you think they're the same culpability as Facebook and Instagram?
I think those are way worse, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Well, I think Facebook and Instagram are different because one's like a timeline-based thing. Whereas Snapchat technically is, but it primarily is instant messages. Or I think that like ones that are like timeline-based are your For You page. Those are ones that are like supposed to be specifically curated and then the algorithms all add on to it and stuff like that. And then it gets like just tricky and a lot of gray area. But I think with Snapchat, there's not as much gray area, so it's easier to manage.
That's also with For You pages on TikTok. I think it's... You don't see a lot of the stuff that you don't like. Mm-hmm. Like, it's that's just how it is. Like,
that in psychology, group polarization. Then
I don't know. For me, like, I know that my For You for Instagram is 1,000 times different from my For You for TikTok. And so that more for TikTok, it's more about, well, for me personally, it has more to do with my sense of humor or especially, like, what I'm looking for personally that, like, are in accords with my, like,
your
how
views
I feel and like stuff like that versus Instagram. Like, I swear I could pick on one picture of one girl's hair color that I want to see, and that's literally all I see for the next 3 days, and that's why I don't look at my explore page.
TikTok,
like I can stay, on TikTok and, like, literally if I don't see something I like I can keep scrolling. Like, mm-hmm. Instagram, I can't look at my explore page because, like, that stuff's
not
me. I honestly
never look at my explore page.
Yeah, it's not it. Now, the part that...
Instagram Reels, so I'm kind of... I don't know why.
I don't.
The part that's messed up about Instagram, the new update, is that they put explore page stuff in your feed.
They do.
That was... It traps I hate it.
And one, you don't follow
these
people.
My goodness.
And, like, a lot of my stuff is, like, influencers and stuff. Not, like, big influencers, but stuff for, like, style or, like, black women. I'm so sorry, but, like, if I don't follow you, like, I don't want to see you in my feed. Like, there's a reason why I don't follow you.
There's a reason I don't follow you.
Yeah.
Like, TikTok, you selectively decide to, like, look at the people you follow and look at the people that you don't follow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have a choice.
Yeah.
Like, Instagram, you can't make those things
Instagram,
go away.
I feel like Instagram also is more, like, not productive. They make more money out of it. I mean, that their algorithm, they're going to push certain ones because they're paying these whatever and stuff like that. But the mm-hmm. For You page, it's not really prioritizing, like, the people with the most views. I mean, sometimes it is. I think most of the times it's, like, what everyone seems to like. Like, you'll like this, so you'll stay longer. You'll like this, whatever. But Instagram's more about... How can I get money out of you? Who can I promote to, like, whatever?
I'm not buying shit off of Instagram. Also, I'm buying stuff from TikTok. Not even gonna lie.
I have bought stuff from TikTok.
Stuff that TikTok promotes, like, I'll buy it. Stuff from Instagram, I'm like,
I have bought stuff from Instagram before too. Yeah. No, going back to Facebook though, I just remember my mom. Like, obviously, like, our moms are much more avid Facebook users than we are.
WhatsApp users.
WhatsApp as well. Yes, yes. That's the Caribbean. That's the Caribbeanness. But my mom, like, genuinely has started to hate Facebook because she has said this multiple times, that she feels like Facebook intentionally would show her stuff that would make her mad.
Yeah, my mom said she deleted Facebook, like, last week. And she was like, I need a break from this.
No matter what I do, like, they'll just show me stuff that is getting me upset, or they'll show me. And she was like, I hate this. Mm-hmm. She was like, so I stopped, because my mom likes to read the news and stuff like that. And so, like, she would read it, like, click on links from Facebook, and she just entirely stopped touching anything that had to do with any of that type of stuff on Facebook, so that she wouldn't see it anymore.
Yeah, my FYS last year was called Weaponized Media, and it was literally all about this and how, like, different algorithms and how, like, it traps you wherever, and people spiral. And we talked about, like, the how, like, alt-right and stuff like that is all just because of Facebook, and, like, we talked about whether or not that's Facebook's fault and stuff. And I see the argument that it's kind of not Facebook's fault, and that their whole premise of their app was that it's, like, unfiltered, like, this is you guys, we're not going to gatekeep stuff. But, like, we kind of, like,
well there's a difference between that and, like, hate speech.
Yeah.
Or insightful speech. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, like, I think it's, like, a quick, like, people, like, spiral down until, like, it's hard to catch it all, I feel like.
But they said they, like, lifted off, like, the NPR I was listening to, like, last week, and then when the whistleblower was, like, actually publicly speaking, because she was whatever. Anyways, she was, like, talking about how they lessened it at the time of the insurrection, like, the bottleneck in terms of filtering hate speech and misinformation. Like, they opened it up, like, opened
for
up
more
the
of it to come through
and allowed it to come through.
Well, in that case, there's just no arguing.
They felt like quote unquote that they did too much for the election, blah blah blah. Anyways, that doesn't mean open up the floodgates and let everyone,
and
like,
let everybody.
And it also incites violence, which made it 1,000 times worse in DC, but, like, fine.
You also mentioned YouTube. What do you think about YouTube?
I don't care about YouTube. I don't think it caters to anyone. Like, no one. Okay, if you're really, like, if your life is going on the trending page of YouTube and that's how you find videos, like, come on now.
People can still do a YouTube spiral, though. They click on one video and then it suggests another. And
I watch YouTube videos.
That's not the culpability of the company. Like, you
clicked on the video.
To click on those things. Like,
yeah.
And it's saying, like, if it caters, but is it like.
It's the same thing. It's the algorithm, though.
But if it's catering, like, to you, like, I'm saying, like, the trending page, like, caters to you in a certain way. Like, I.
Then that's what you've been clicking on.
So that's more like TikTok. I'm not going to go on that. Yeah. Versus, like, for me, for YouTube, like, I have the YouTubers that I'm going to watch, and I'm going to type in their names, and then it's going to be on my thing. But I'm not going on, like, trending, and it's telling me, like,
yeah, we're talking about
how, like, to chuck a baby over, like, a tree.
Like, it's not telling me that. Like, versus when I look at Facebook, like, it's going to be,
about,
like,
parents, though.
Some, like, weird dad, like, making a meal overly sexually. I literally saw that the other day on Facebook, and let me tell you,
Facebook
vomited.
Is the weirdest place.
It's really weird. But if you think about the people who use Facebook, or like the older people who, like, start on Facebook and then they watch one video on YouTube and then it contributes to the spiral. But Facebook is, like, the like, real source of the problem, though, because they get
for them
at from
least.
Facebook and then they start spiraling. Our generation, I think it's a different beast. But, like, if you think about the people who are in the alt-right and who are in the, like, were the rioters at the
I don't
think
we're looking at Facebook.
It's
think they were looking at YouTube. That's what I meant. I don't think they were looking at YouTube.
I know it is because the YouTube videos on Facebook, there's, like, the forums and stuff like that. They send links and that's how they get into it. There's, like, a whole bunch of books we had to read on this in my FYS. I'm not going to lie. Instagram. YouTube,
I mean, my brother was watching YouTube while it was happening, and he was, like,
at the same
watching,
time.
Like, live streams and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I think, like, a lot of the opinionated parts, like,
comes in posts,
like,
and
Twitter and Facebook. Like, it's the same stupid company.
What about Twitter?
It's the same thing.
Twitter's just as bad as Facebook, in my opinion.
It's literally no better.
That's what my final had to be.
I think old people are so influenced, but I think old people are so overly influenced by Facebook. It, like, makes it seem like 1,000 times worse, but it's the same thing. It's just that Twitter,
demographic.
We are, like, a younger demographic, so sometimes we have the ability to, like, be like, this is...
Recognize.
Yeah,
that
this is, like, crap. But, like...
Twitter's the same, though, because they have the whole blue feed, red feed oh my god, red feed and blue feed thing, where like when they're politically skewed,
yeah,
and like how the politics and stuff, the different like pages, they're entirely different. Aggressive. Yeah. I think that's why Twitter is almost even worse than Facebook sometimes.
Yeah, I just think like old people like don't know how to navigate technology, but also they like haven't had technology for that long, so you have to like excuse them for being naive. But like, it's just annoying when they try, when they're the ones making decisions, and it's like you don't actually know what's going on.
Right,
like, you just got a phone. No, you just got an Apple phone like 10 years
you
ago.
You just got a screen.
Like, yeah.
Actually.
Like, you did not grow up
still
with...
Still don't know how to take a picture.
Like,
it.
You...
still you can't send a text message.
Beepers. Like, what is happening? Like, don't tell me how to use my phone.
Get your pager, bro.
Oh, my God. That reminds me of the hearing when one of the, like, Congress people were like, what are you going to do about Finsta
gosh.
Accounts? Are you going to stop the Finstas?
Are you
going to
stop Finsta?
And they were like,
that was so
I
funny.
Need you to... Can you explain? Because I don't think you understand here. Like,
what a Finsta is.
The application of Finsta. And I was like, what do you mean?
What is happening?
Stop Finsta. Also, why is that an agenda item? How is that an agenda item to stop Finsta?
Who wrote that down? I was like, yeah, this is a good one.
Someone was like, these children are making alternative accounts so that they can be more, like, less formal with one another. Okay. Like,
they want to get closer to each other, have a small community where they don't have to.
How dare they get to know each other on the individual basis?
It's kind of better, too, because it's like you don't have all these creeps following you. It's like a private one where it's really selective.
That's also the one that's less harmful to beauty standards and stuff like that. Because
Finstas to like.
My friends used to post their traps on their Finstas. So.
Yeah, that used to be how
Finstas. It used to be nudes.
That or
it has
fights. Or
oh, fights were a good one.
Yeah.
Or like just drama.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
memes. Helen
Finsta has entirely changed.
Finsta post. Did you see what Dada does Finsta post? That would start so much drama.
Or
like
you screenshot
school.
Somebody else's Finsta and then they send it around. And why are you screenshotting stuff on my Finsta? I'm just gonna remove you. And it's just ridiculous.
We got some snakes in here, y'all.
And I'm gonna weed them out.
No. I had a question. Like, do we think the pandemic and quarantine fed into how harmful social media has become? Like, do we think it made it any worse? Like, obviously, it was never good to start with. But do you think the amount of time that people spent on their phones and were just constantly consuming media?
I think TikTok's made it worse.
I think TikTok was fine. Like, for me, TikTok was a great experience because I was just, like, I didn't have anything to do. And I wasn't, like, I think the mindset I was in, I wasn't really looking for, like, news because I was just watching the news all the time. I was looking at, like, creatives that were finding alternative things to do when you're just inside. And that was also on YouTube as well. But, like, if I would look on Instagram, like, ain't nobody posting anything real, like... Really, it's going to cater to me, like, trying to look at some beautiful girl that's
what about
on an island.
But what about the whole It Girl thing that kind of started during quarantine? And like, you know what I mean? Like, those YouTube videos. You brought one of those up the other day.
Oh, the one about the girl doing Adrian yoga.
Yeah, but we were talking about this the other day. But you know that, like,
I think, like,
everything aesthetic and doing yoga and waking up at 6 a.m. and drinking my coffee and all this and that.
Because I think during the pandemic, everyone was like, had like an identity crisis all at the same time because they had to spend so much time with themselves and they all went on TikTok and thinking, like, okay, who am I? They see, like, these cute aesthetics and they're like, oh yeah, that's me. But, and now everyone, like,
but that's what I'm saying. Do you think that stressed people out?
Moved. I think it,
like,
did.
At
I'm
least people, like, moved around, like, their houses. Like, I feel like
I didn't.
Okay.
It
I
didn't
felt
influence
like,
me.
Not in the slightest. It caught me on my bed.
I don't know. I was also, like, working and dancing at the same time. So, like, when everybody, like, also going through a depressive stage, but when everyone was, like, sitting around doing nothing, like, I had to do stuff. Like, there was no
stopping.
Slacking. Like, I had class every day. Like, I was dancing in my freaking living room. Like, it was miserable. And, like, looking on TikTok and just being like, oh, there are people funny and at home and, like, not.
Yeah, no, those videos were fine. I'm just talking about the whole It Girl side of it. Like, you have to be like this if you want to at least tell people that your life is together.
Swipe past it or say not interested and you'll never see it again.
Like, you can swipe past anything.
It wasn't you never see it again. You saw that whole aesthetic thing was
you can't escape
everywhere.
Think about how hard it is to escape, like, the Hype House when they were in their prime. Like,
I was never on
Hype House.
No, I wasn't. But you randomly, have you never had any of them just
oh, no, I have.
Yeah. I had Bryce during the fight. That was
funny. I didn't have him.
That was funny. That was funny.
Someone needs to knock Jake Paul out. Can one of y'all go and knock him out, please?
It's all a fraud. It's all money.
I know.
Yeah, there's no way. Mayweather and Logan Paul. What?
That whole thing is just really funny to me.
So rigged.
Anyways.
We have another topic. Go.
Oh, well, I was going to ask a question first. When's the last time you guys read a book, like, on your own that didn't have to do with a class or, I don't know, maybe, like, because I know you read books with other people, but when's the last time you read a book, like, on your own?
2 weeks ago.
Over the summer.
Word. See, that's not me.
I listen to audiobooks on the beach. It's kind of a vibe, I'm not going to lie. You just sleep.
I always remember books that I want to read, and then I just never get around to reading them.
I have, like, a account with our DC public libraries, and, like, you just get it on your phone, so I have, like, a couple books checked on in there, and then I have my books that I got when my mom was here.
Yeah, I don't read during the school year, though.
I do. It's fun.
Yeah, I don't. I want to. I just feel like I never...
I like TV.
I never have the motivation.
If I can't go to sleep. That's what I'd be doing.
Books are kind of like my backup to TV. Like, if there's not a TV optional, like, if I don't have headphones or something, okay, I'll, like, read. You know
what I mean? I forget what the word is called. Oh, aphantasia. I have a thing called aphantasia. And it's basically, I can't see images, like, in my head. Wow. So reading books is not the same to me as it is to, like,
what?
You guys. I don't have image.
What do you see?
I try to explain it to people as
my... Isn't that, like, a whole thing where, like, didn't, like, two-thirds of, like, people, like, low-key have that or something like that? And people
people don't, but like, actually have
For me, I try to... I mean, I might have...
internal dialogue either.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, no, I have internal dialogue. No, for me, it's most... I mean, like, sometimes, like, I might be able to see, like, shapes, but I don't have color and I don't have, like, images. Like, I try to explain it to people as though I'm a computer with the screen off. Like, everything still functions. The screen is just not on. Like, the monitor is just not on. The
brightness is all the
Everything way is working. If you tell me, like, imagine an apple. Boom, an apple's in my head. I don't see that. It's not there. So, reading books, like, you guys can create those little images in your head. Like, no.
Like, you don't have a character in your mind when you think.
I do have a character in my mind.
Like, you don't know what they look like in your head? Like,
I do, because I can describe them. I just can't see them in my head.
What?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't understand that.
That's always tricky.
Cause it's like if you pull up up a picture on a computer screen, right? You turn the screen off. The image is still. It's like, you know, that's the smart. Mouse still works. Whatever.
Okay.
Everything still works. There's just no screen.
So I'm just gonna start describing stuff to you, just like repeatedly, and just see if you pick up on what I'm talking about. Like,
what?
If I, like, describe something, like, if I say, like, so you're saying if I was, like, guy, hat, looks like this.
Word.
You wouldn't know exactly who I'm talking about.
Word.
Would the person's face pop up in your head? Or would you just know who I'm talking about?
It doesn't pop up in my head.
Yeah, I don't have a face that pops up. I just think of the person. Or I think of a memory when I last, like, saw them. I remember the memory.
Yeah, but that's, like an image.
Like, okay, so you know how in, like, yoga or meditation or something, they'll be like, picture yourself at, like, in your most comfortable spot, and, like,
I don't think anyone,
I don't have that. I can't put myself, if I close my eyes, like, I cannot.
So you can't create new images. Yeah, you can't remember what you saw.
I can't remember what I saw. I mean, I remember it. I can't see it.
But if you've never seen it before and it's, like, all new, like, you can't make new images just off the bat. Like, what I was doing,
I don't know how to describe it.
Imagination, then.
I don't.
Okay, remember when I was doing the decor for the dance, right? And I was sitting there with, like, my thing in front of me, closing my eyes and saying, oh, it looks like this. You wouldn't be able to do that. When I was like, I want drapes going like this, I was drawing
gone for
it
so long.
I don't know how to describe it to you. I might be able to, like, show you. I'll, like, pull up, like, a thing that explains it, because there's a really good video. Because my mom was like, "You're making this up," so my brother and I had to find, like, good YouTube videos to try to explain to her so that she would find it.
So, like, I'm so confused.
No, I'll send it to you guys, because I can't see it. Anyway, moving on, because that started with books and stuff. I don't even know where that went. But our next topic was about what happened with the Hillel Society. The Hillel Society and the social media posts talking about. She laughed.
I've never heard of this until right now.
It was hilarious. So, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay, explain.
So basically, someone posted about, oh, there was Nazi propaganda put up around the house or whatever. It's like a Jewish house. And it was like stuff with swastikas and like just a whole bunch of like Nazi stuff.
And she was like, oh, like the school didn't tell y'all about this. Like the Lafayette is like required to tell you guys about any discriminatory action under this act. And like you guys like
basically
aren't telling you, like
she was going in. Yeah, she was going in. And there was
Lafayette tagging them and there being was like, y'all
email your deans, like all this and that.
She went crazy.
Soon came out with a statement saying, never mind, because what had happened was P-Safe came to fix a leak. And it had leaked onto last year's Holocaust, like
some art that they
like,
did.
Stuff to bring awareness, like during like Memorial for Holocaust, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
So the leak got on these posters, all this and that.
Like,
and when P-Safe came to fix it, like fix the leak, they took all the posters out and opened them up
so that they could dry.
So they saw old Nazi posters and it wasn't even
like only old Nazi posters. Like it had some propaganda on it, but literally like it was their art. Like they had made it.
Like so I want to see what the posters look like.
Some girl in the thing like was like, "Oh my god!" Like, there's a bunch of Nazi stuff here, and then like told her friend,
and then her friend,
blew it up.
Yeah,
nice.
But the whole society, like the societies themselves, like send an email and they're like, "This is like a misunderstanding. Like, please get them to stop spreading misinformation. Like, that's not what happened." Da da da. But like, it was crazy because like, I DM'd the girl like at the time and I was just like, oh, I haven't heard about this, like thank you so much for spreading awareness and blah, because like I'm about to give this girl her kudos.
Yeah,
damn, when that thing came out she left me unseen and I was like,
Natalie unsent the message,
and I unsent it because I was like, wow, you're like really down bad. Like it's not even like contribute, well it's so responsive, like it's like the secondhand contribution to mass hysteria. Like that's crazy, and you're supposed to take all like discriminatory like actions like very very seriously. But it's like, really? That was crazy. Like if I had blown up anymore, like that would have been ridiculous. Yeah. Like you, like our club, like Dear Lafayette was like on the verge of saying something.
They were like, we should release a statement.
It was over by the middle of the day, but it was like it started.
I feel like it was only like 4 hours long,
but it was reaching a point where it was like, oh, clubs should start saying stuff. And if they had said stuff and then some coming out later, it would have discredited like every minority
club
group that said anything.
Yeah. It was mad. Yeah. I was in class like, what is going on? Because like our Dear Lafayette was like texting and stuff like, oh my gosh, I can't believe someone would say that. Blah, 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 blah. Like this stuff would happen. And then they sent the statement saying, like, oh, never mind. And we were like, damn.
Everybody was like, damn, that's wild. Like, damn. They were like, all of this over misunderstanding. Damn. I just,
someone would have to have some actual audacity to go into there. And
she said they broke in and they put up.
That's what I want to know. I want to know if they put up the posters on the wall or if they just laid it out on the table.
The only thing they said, they laid it out. They laid it out.
Not only that, I want to see the posters. Because if there's any type of student handwriting explaining like images and stuff, like, come on.
She really just saw it and like was traumatized. Well, I like go off, but like ask somebody. Like, I feel like when stuff happened like last year, I think we took all the precautions necessary. Well, I did to get informed, like to know exactly what was up before I said anything. Even though like the compulsion is to like stand up, which is very true. Like it doesn't help anybody if you're not informed. If you don't know what you're talking about, it's just as worse as not saying anything at all.
It's like low-key the whole thing with like the spiraling and the like the alt-right or whatever. Like they swear they know the truth and that like, oh, the government's hiding this or whatever. And they're like
trying the to second you people. Ask them a question, it's like,
Yeah. Clearly you don't actually know. You're just hyped to like rebel against something.
100%. Yeah, just be a little
cautious. No, that whole situation was just really, really funny.
Really, really, like, it was a couple steps away from, like, being a bigger issue. Because if the Hillel Society was like, oh, psych, no, like, this one girl was just bugging, everybody else would look dumb.
Okay.
Look dumb. And then if something discriminatory actually happened, this one instance would be like,
yeah,
wow, y'all, like, this is like the Timothy Schmuyet. Timothée Schmuyet. Like, bro, come on now.
What are you saying?
Timothée Schmuyet.
Why are you saying it like that?
Wait, what did
Schmuyet.
Oh.
Smollett. Jesse Smollett.
How would you call
it? Because I mixed them both up. Anyways, Jesse Smollett. Juicy Smollett. Yeah. You know, we all know what he did. I don't know why he did that to himself. But, like, it made it bad for the black community for a second. I'm not
it
even
It did.
Lie.
No, it really did.
Like, it was hard. That was
Jesse,
what
did
why
you,
would you
why
do
would
that?
Why would you do that? Ain't nobody attacking you. And, like, why would you do that to yourself? Like, you had to swear somebody was coming for you. Like, yeah, you hired these people.
To come grab you.
A noose. Like, what is going on? What was it? In Chicago?
I don't remember.
I don't even know. Anyways, like, it's stuff like that that makes the rest of us look numb. So
I don't know if I feel bad for the girl. I mean, I kind of feel bad for her because
she can't say anything.
Yeah.
Natalie
and I were talking about this. Like, I wouldn't come out the house for a few days. Not going to lie.
Because I sent that thing and the DM went all the way.
Because I remember I didn't see her post because, like, I don't follow her, whatever. But I think someone, like, screenshotted it or whatever. Like, I did see other people, like, post it. Mm-hmm. And it was getting to the point where people were posting it on their stories.
Yeah, it
was spreading. It was.
I was waiting because I had screenshotted one thing, and I was like, "Let me."
If you had put it on your story,
I felt bad for waiting too. Like, you never want to be that guy, but like, I was just like, I don't really know. I don't know those people.
I was in class, so I didn't really.
Let me screenshot this one thing, and then Dear Loaf was like, "Oh, should we like?" Spam one part like they did the last time and like, should we do this? And they're like, oh, this won't work because whatever. But it was so funny because she was like, oh, like, you knew there were Nazis when during the election and you saw them during the
and it was all wrong.
No, wait, no. She was like, and you saw them during like when they raided the Capitol, but could you imagine that there are Nazis right here at Lafayette College? And girl, you were wrong. Moment. And you were really no. She went off. She's like, it's enough. Like it's here for me to protect my people.
There's four. I have four screenshots.
Dead wrong. Wow.
That hurt.
Loft administration may act trash, but we don't have to.
No, really.
Okay, this is like completely out of left field, but it reminds me of this one thing that happened in my high school, where it was like boarding school or whatever, and this girl was changing in front of like her door, and it was like closed, and she bent over something. And she felt someone like touch her exposed backside area. And then it was like a whole thing and everyone was going off about sexual assault or whatever and da da da. And apparently, like, she like after the fact she realized it, but it was too late. She didn't want to say it. She just bumped into the door handle. And she swore that someone came in her room while she was naked and like touched her, whatever.
And then it was like, scurried out.
Thing.
Like, how
yes.
did she
a
just
whole thing.
She was
she
bending over,
the door
but
handle.
She couldn't look behind her legs handle. And see if there was a human being behind her.
And now, for that reason, I'm like, I need to check every source because I could you imagine?
She said,
you
wait,
talk about,
bro, and
oh,
the fact that she told people,
rampant on this
no, bro, but
whatever.
It's the fact
like,
that she
the
told
door
somebody,
handle, bro,
like,
no,
I kept
like it, yeah.
silent. Like, if I figured out it was
the
door handle,
like, she didn't like tell people it was the door handle after it was because I knew her roommate, and her roommate was like, dog, I was in the room at the time. Like,
what? There was someone else
oh
there.
Oh my god!
I was like, why didn't you say anything before? She was like, I was just on my phone, so I thought maybe I missaw it or something.
Miss saw a person walking in the room and smacking her ass, and then walking out.
No, you just it wasn't smacking the ass. It was something went up her butt.
She missed all of that somehow. That she was on her phone.
Oh god! No.
That she was on her phone that much that she missed a human being doing. That and then running out. That makes no sense.
They had to beat a flash to pull that one off.
Well, I used to call him the ass assassin. We're like, oh, you better watch out. The ass assassin gonna get you. Yeah.
That's actually horrible.
The logic is missing.
She dropped out the next year.
Yeah.
She dropped out. And her roommate, what the heck?
I'm sorry. If I was the roommate, I would have immediately just like, no. Stop it. You're embarrassing yourself. No.
Girl, oh, wow. You can't be that invested in your phone to miss that big like of a thing.
So she kind of just watched it unfall. Clearly, it was really bad.
The roommate didn't. Oh. Freshmen,
and then told everybody like, else, oh,
that's freshman year, crazy. Too. You don't even have no solid friends yet. No wonder she had to. It's time to dare.
I heard she had a rough next year. Oh, my God. I'm not even going to her story, but it's pretty sad. It's okay. That shit spiraled.
That's actually hilarious. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Short one song break, and we'll be right back.
Word.
I'm crossing you in style.
Someday, watch me make up my heart break up. Wherever you're going, I'm going that way. Two drifters off to see the world. There's such a crazy world to see. We're all chasing after all the same. Chasing after all.
Hello.
We are back again.
We're back. And it's time to talk about
our favorite segment of every week.
The cuffing season.
Less and less excited about that as the show.
Yeah, because it reminds me every single week.
You were hype in the beginning.
That it's getting worse.
Yikes.
It's okay. Bad.
This is the last week of tryouts. Can we imagine we've been doing this through a whole like session? Anyways. In the last week of tryouts, preseason starts next week.
Yikes. I don't have a team. I don't have a team. There's no scrimmages.
There's nothing to prep for.
I'm mad. I'm getting a team at Rolling Loud. Forget it. Forget it. I'm filling up the entire roster.
I'm feeling pretty good.
I don't like you.
Okay. I'm feeling pretty gnarly. I'm not even going to lie. I've been doing pretty well.
Not really, but I'm just going to toot my own. I've actually been doing pretty well.
She's been doing better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I've been doing better. Anyways,
just as a human.
Yeah. Oh. As a human being. Now, am I looking forward to preseason? Low-key. Low-key. But, like, is it going to be good? Probably not. So.
Oh, no. My expectations are definitely.
Just really loud, and that's it.
No, I'm actually so excited.
And technically, it's still tryouts, but, like, I'm not trying anyone out. Like, it's the one time, and these are walk-ons, and you walk off. Like,
hello and goodbye.
And goodbye. Like, these aren't really tryouts. Welcome to the team. I'm trying you out one time.
But you will get cut.
You are getting cut. Just for the experience.
She's like, welcome to D1.
It's for the exposure, yeah. It's for the exposure. And they're cut.
Mm. It's like a nice little AAU team.
There we go. Anyway,
came for the 120.
Exactly.
Amaya, how's your season going?
Don't ask me questions like that.
She said, "Stop."
Why would you draw attention? In this
section. Yikes.
No, who were we just talking to about cuffing season? Oh, Rennie. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When?
In the library.
Oh, yeah. He liked it.
He liked
the schedule. He's not listening right now. I forgot to text him.
Cooling on cuffing season, and it's pissing me off.
What are cooling?
And bagged. My Who? Roommates.
Oh.
Well.
It's gonna be rough.
Yeah, that sucks.
Well, technically, they're still in the process. They're not fully cuffed yet, so they're following along the schedule.
They are more on track than we are. What the heck?
They're doing the cuffing season. Yeah. Kudos to our girls out there.
We'll see by the championship game, though.
I live by a floozy cuffing season and it never ends.
I second that.
Yup. Yeah. It's a lot of work. I just kind of watch. Anytime anything requires work, I'm sorry. It's just not worth it.
It's fun. I need a distraction anyways.
No, I will most definitely be trying to fill up the roster this weekend. But
I just feel like I'm just going to lose LaRon. Like,
I'm actually scared about that. That's one of the things we're going to talk about, too, because we're talking about upcoming things.
And I'm not even.
I'm going to lose her. I'm a little.
This weekend.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Oh, yeah,
Rolling Loud is this weekend. And I'm kind of scared. Because I really think that, like, I'm.
My friend's not going anymore, and I'm pissed.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Rough.
Yep, her ticket got canceled.
And then she don't want to try, and then poo-poo on my parade. Fun time, and then try to kidnap me. I will be having a fun time.
If there's one thing I'm saying, I will throw hands with you if you have any type of attitude at any point this weekend.
That's not true, because post-car ride, I will not be happy.
I told you, if you have an attitude post-car ride, I'm beating your... Anyway.
Anyways, I'm fine.
It's gonna be an interesting trip for y'all. I'm gonna pray for you.
No, we have to make it back.
Yeah,
that's the whole problem. I don't know if we're making
you
it back.
You guys need to come back Sunday. Halloween. Yep. We got a costume.
Wait, yay, guys. Amaya's schedule opened up and she can be part of our costume on the right day. Mm-hmm. Yay.
I'm excited for it.
Our plans for Halloween aren't completely solidified, but we heard a little tweety word.
A little whisper.
A little tweety word told us that One Center might be the move. So
I hear the One Center is like sororities and then certain.
For Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween day. Football's going, Cap is going.
Yeah,
DG's
we will
going.
Be going. So if you'd like to come.
What?
It's an open bar. Yeah, well, $27 cover. There's no event.
There's no event.
Just no, so One Center.
Just all happening to going.
Yes, yeah. Ma'am.
So we're going.
I'll be in there.
I'm not. It's not crashing. It's a club.
It's like they don't have events.
It's not an event.
No, I know it's not an event, but I'm saying it's like.
I'm in there. I'm in there.
Like, literally, so many people are going.
I'm definitely going to be obliterated.
Yeah.
I haven't been blackout this year. Not that I ever do that, but. Like, I haven't yet. It's really disappointing. I think it needs to happen.
I haven't wanted to as of this past month.
I had like a half one.
I have, but I haven't wanted to recently. Like, nothing's been driving me to the point where
nothing's
I'm like,
been hype enough.
Drink so much. Like, drink apple juice.
Yeah. Nothing's been hype enough to Yeah. To justify it, I guess.
Yeah, it's no. I usually start hard in the morning. In the morning.
In the morning. Yeah, yeah, Maya.
The pregame, and then by the time the end of the night, I'm just like, ugh. I'm kind of sobering up.
I guess we won't have a pregame until November.
Wow. Really? That's a solid
and
little break.
CIDC. Absolutely not. I will not be hosting that or cleaning it up on a Monday.
Oh, facts.
That's not happening.
Oh, my goodness.
Someone we else can host it.
We have no idea what time we're leaving the city.
I'll be praying at your house this weekend. Word. I'll be there, but y'all just
won't be there. Word. Everyone else won't be there.
Who?
What? Pre?
Oh.
Yeah, no. It'll just be us three.
Hmm? Oh, you mean Sunday? I'm talking about on Friday and Saturday. Lexi's, whatever, doing whatever.
They're not.
Yeah.
What you think they're going to be doing?
I just got a text asking if I could hang out with them Friday and Saturday.
Oh, word.
I'm pretty sure they have games and stuff. I asked them the other day.
Maybe not. Who knows?
They're not there anyways, so.
Either way.
The viewers, I'm not going to be there. Probably very confused about this conversation.
No cap. We kind of just started talking. It is past our time, actually.
Yes, it is.
So, I guess we're going to say our farewells.
We wish you all the best for the last week of tryouts, everyone. Just pull through.
It's the last week. Just, you know, power through it.
That's true. Let's get a second
start
energy.
Preseason with
you
a
just have to look like
with
a
vibe
on you're Sunday right, and just make it work.
That is true.
Just be a floozy on
you
Sunday.
You guys are inspiring me.
Just
all right.
Be a floozy.
Word.
Nothing matters.
That's how we're going to end it.
End it.
Be a floozy, y'all. We'll see you next week.